episode number 10.
Welcome to Coach Chick's Hockey Secrets, the show that offers you insight, tips, tricks, and shortcuts to superior hockey play.
Ah, you thought I'd pod faded, huh? Or disappeared. Hardly. Actually, I've been working a lot behind the scenes this past week and a half, and I've come up with some changes that I think you're really going to like. But more on those things a little later. As for the hockey-oriented stuff, I'm going to cover three more of my rules for winners this week. So, if everything is set here, let's cue the Zamboni. Busy at work here, up at the NEHI office and studio, I've just installed a new telephone line for Coach Chick's Hockey Secrets. The number, also posted on our blog, is 781-447-0106. Again, it's 781-447-0106. My outgoing message calls it the Hockey Secrets Hotline. Its main purpose is to provide a way for you to leave a message, be it in the form of a question, a suggestion, or just a comment about the show. If you would, please speak clearly, leave your first name, and where you're calling from. It's quite possible your message will be included in a future show. I've also created something I think is long overdue in the hockey world, and that's a special place where hockey moms, and yes, sure, even hockey dads, can gather to share their experiences. I'm not looking to get involved in that project other than maintaining the site, so I'll leave that up to you moms and dads to do your thing over there. I just thought it would be an interesting concept. I know I've heard lots of great ideas bantered around the rinks about cleaning hockey equipment, PU, yuck, or about caring for a player's face shield, whatever. But I'm also sure hockey parents will find it helpful to ask about or advise others when it comes to places to eat, acceptable lodging near a rink, where a good skate sharpening service can be found, or what tournaments you've enjoyed or didn't enjoy. And hey, I don't even care if my team's hockey moms swap some of those awesome recipes I always hear them talking about. Oh, and here's the address. It's hockeymoms.blogspot.com. The tricky part is that moms ends in a Z, as in M-O-M-Z. To make things easy, though, I've included a link in this program's show notes and also off to the right on Coach Chick's Hockey Secrets homepage. I know some moms have already started sharing ideas over there, so why not give the site a visit? You know, I've had a hockey coaches forum going for several years. Right now, there are almost 300 articles posted there, most of them including questions posted by coaches from all over the world, plus my answers to those questions. I've included a link to that site as well here, off to the right of the Hockey Secrets homepage, and I'll also include one in my show notes. Because my New England Hockey Institute teams are pretty close to year-round programs, I have to begin recruiting new teams pretty shortly in anticipation of our end of May start. So, while I can't announce final details yet, they're still a few weeks away, I'll soon be putting another link over to the right on our Hockey Secrets homepage once things are finalized. In the meantime, at least I could tell you a few things about these unique programs. Part of the reason I recruit now is so I can try to save parents the cost of having to try out elsewhere or to put down deposits with other programs. In other words, I'll let families know if they have a place with me long before they have to worry about anyone else's deadline. I have three teams, a high school prep squad, a junior high school team, and a developmental team. There's a pretty good chance the two older groups will be filled with returning members. Still, there's always a possibility that an opening will arise. So I'd like to hear from any 10th to 12th graders interested in our pretty intense high school program, as well as from 7th to 9th graders interested in our select junior high school team. By the way, I don't have formal tryouts for my teams, nor do I charge for an evaluation. What I do instead is to invite any interested players to skate with my current kids in our weekly skills session. In that way, I get to see if the player fits, and the player and his parents also get to see what it's like to work with me. In the end, all I want is a collection of players and parents who really want to be with me and my group for the next so many months. Oh, come to think of it, I do have a webpage that tells some of what my programs are about. So, I think at least for the meantime, I'll put a link here in my show notes just so you can get some idea of what the programs consist of. Then, in wrapping up the administrative stuff here, I've also been working on a couple of special uses for video during my time off the airwaves. I mean, these things are really different. And while the initial impetus came from my work with a student in the motion lab, and also with a few of my junior high school players, I've decided to make them available to you as soon as they're ready. Then, all that stuff out of the way, let's get on to some hockey. I began last week with the first entry from Coach Chick's Rules for Winners. If you missed the introduction, my rules are simply a list of guidelines I want my players to know and follow. They're little things I've noticed really mattering in our games. Now, rule number two has to do with players getting tangled in a bench doorway when we're trying to make a change on the fly. Just picture it, a couple of kids waltzing there in the door while our team is playing shorthanded, waiting for fresh replacements. As I usually do when addressing most hockey principles, I like to reason with my players. And in this regard, I start by asking them which guys are the most important, those coming off the ice or those going on. Then, when they tell me that the new guys going on are more important, I suggest that they'd better do everything possible to clear the way for them. Of course, if players are big enough to go on the ice over the boards, that makes things easy. Still, in circumstances where there's going to be two-way traffic through a doorway, I ask the guys who are coming off the ice to go to a spot just off to the side of the door. Once they see everyone has come out okay, then they can easily move on to the bench. Let's go on to Rule 3 in Coach Chick's Rules for Winners. In this one, I always suggest that straight ahead and lateral passes are the safest. If you can picture it, long diagonal passes move across too much ice, and they also have to get past too many enemy sticks. I especially want to see this rule applied in our own zone on breakouts. Here, short, crisp, lateral, and straight-ahead passes are the safest, while I cringe at the thought of a long diagonal pass being intercepted by an opponent who is heading towards our net. Not that diagonal passes are totally taboo with me. It's just that they can be pretty dangerous. So, a passer had better be sure he's going to connect with his teammate's stick over on the other side of the ice. Okay, I still have a little of that GIF diet soda left over. I'm still energized, so why not go a little longer in this episode with another one of my rules for winners? Number 4 on the list has to do with replacing the goalie with an extra skater when a delayed penalty is called against our opponents. Let's reason something here. In the craziness of the moment, there just isn't enough time for a coach to scan his or her bench to find the best possible sixth skater. I mean, it all happens in an instant, and any confusion is just going to cost my team the man advantage. So, what I do is designate a specific position to fill in for the exiting goaltender. By the way, I'm sure elite teams have other ways to deal with this, but my method will help most coaches who deal with younger players. Anyway, what I do is assess my lines for a position that seems the strongest. For example, this year, we have pretty good strength at center. So, early in the year, my three centermen and all of my other guys are alerted that the next center on the line waiting to go on the ice is the guy designated to replace the goalie. Of course, centers have to remain awake at all times. But once everyone gets used to this, we tend to get that sixth guy on the ice pretty quickly. Oh, by the way, I recall very young kids thinking they should stay back to replace the goalie when they go out as the sixth attacker. So, I make it a point to tell my extra guy to head straight to the slot while everyone else moves into power play mode. Well, with time winding down, I just want to ask you again to tell a friend or two or three or four about Coach Chick's Hockey Secrets at myhockeysecrets.blogspot.com. Oh, and I also want to remind coaches to sign up pretty soon for the free online coaching seminar that's not too far off. Then, look for another new episode to come very shortly after this one. I have some catching up to do. Finally, as my longtime idol, Red Green, might say as he signs off, keep your stick on the ice.
Coach Chick's Hockey Secrets is brought to you by New England Hockey and Coach Chick coachchicks.com.